Hello and welcome to On Reflections. You're joined today and every other day by myself, Renette,
Cindy,
and Christina.
Today we're going to talk about how we can give ourselves more love than we may be giving, which for some of us may be very little. After our first episode of Toxic Traits, I think it only makes sense to continue on this path of growth and go into what may be hindering us from giving ourselves the love that we need and deserve. So, self-love, by definition, is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. So that's basically saying loving the whole package. If you guys had to describe in your own words, what to you is self-love?
For me, I guess self-love, everything for me starts internally. Like, it all starts with the mindset and who you think you are as a person and who you want to become.
Yeah.
Rather than, I guess, less focusing on the physical side. I know growing up I used to kind of focus on that side, but it never bothered me as much as who I internally was as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Cindy?
So my definition of self-love is that you accept who you are and that you're content with the skin that you're in.
I love the skin you're in.
So in today's episode, we will be mainly discussing body image under this theme of self-love, with a particular focus on societal expectations.
So that would be a bit like, I think a big platform would be Instagram.
Oh, 100%.
So the models or influencers that we see on there, would you consider that as sort of like a standard of beauty? Because obviously they're famous for a reason, or that they have a high following for a reason. How do we see that? Because, and how does that make us feel? Or like as a fellow follower, you could say.
I think it definitely sets the stage for what the standard of beauty is in today's day and age. Even though the standards of beauty are constantly in flux, there's always an expectation for us to conform.
Although growing up, I wasn't very conscious of the fact that I was, like, you know, really skinny or anything. But once I hopped onto social media, and people around me just started idolizing, like, hey, you gotta have a thick booty, you gotta have a thin waist, you gotta look like this, you gotta look like that. And I guess that's when you start feeling a bit self-conscious in areas that before you were saying, oh my god, this is me, this is who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and then suddenly you're saying, oh my gosh, this is a flaw and that's a flaw. Like, my nose too big, my lips are too thin, or, you know, my face is too structured or not structured enough. You know, why don't I have hips? And you see oftentimes where they say how to get rid of hip dips. Like, is it an issue to have a hip dip?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see a lot of workout videos, how to get that fitspo body. And you know, it really does play into, you know, affecting you mentally.
Yeah.
Because then you're forced to, you know, join on the bandwagon so that you can get a large following, so that you can feel liked. And
yeah,
it becomes part of your self-worth.
Yeah. And you start to become someone that you're not, or like, you know, just really change your appearance or changing how you do things and stuff, based on what you see on social media.
Exactly. And definitely. We forget that, you know, not everyone's body type is the same.
Like, there's different shapes.
Exactly. And I think many people resort to going under the knife because that's the only way to achieve that desired body.
Yeah. When people do get surgery, they would have a an idea of what they want. So say they would like show a picture of what they want. So that's sort of just like an extreme example, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, that's the standard in society. And I think oftentimes if you try to seek out external ways to make you feel like, hey, I love me, it will never be fixed, because I see a lot of people who do get, you know, gone to the knife and still on their photos, they still edit extremely. Like, you already make your body look, you know, the way you want it to look. Why would you still need to further face tune it? Because you kind of just face tuned it in real life, you know? Yeah.
So,
like, how much further?
Yeah. So we're here sort of face tuning or editing our, you could say, flaws. But what actually define our flaws? What makes our flaws flaws? Like, what's our flaws measured against?
Yeah, I think if you think about it, it's quite odd because until I was 12, I didn't think anything about me was a flaw. Ooh. Or wasn't even conscious that, hey, this is, you know, female, should be looking a little girly or anything like that. I was more focused on my performance and just who I was. And I think the first comment I got made towards by a friend where she said I had mosquito bites for boobs.
Oh.
and I think that was the first time I actually felt self-conscious about myself.
Yeah. What's your take, Cindy? Like, how do you think our flaws become our flaws?
Well, I think it's determined by, you know, Instagram, the media, who gets to be on the catwalk, who gets famous, or who you can, like, make money off beauty. And I guess most of these ideals of beauty come from, you know, the Western view of beauty. You see this a lot in, you know, who is represented in Hollywood, and it's normally, you know, white representation. It's often hard to measure up against that, especially if you're not white. It definitely does come from an outdated point of view that was set back then, but it still pervades society even now.
Yeah, it's sort of just more like evolved.
Yeah.
Something different, but it's still the same principle and the same issue behind it.
Yeah.
It may not be, you know, the blonde blue eyes, but it could just be something else now.
Like, as we move forward, we can see that it is definitely changing with what we consider beautiful. You can see that beauty trends are always in flux. I heard about on a documentary that Europeans used to pull out their eyelashes or something back then. Wow. Even like Japan, they had black teeth was a thing as well.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
But it's definitely in flux. And now, you know, the beauty ideal is big lips, big butt.
Like thick.
Yeah.
Thick with a triple.
Really odd.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I'm not sure if you guys can relate, but being an Asian person, you sort of, because, you know, beauty sort of like westernized in a way, and you don't really see a lot of Asian models also
until recently,
not as much as Western. Yeah, not until recently, but you know, back then it's sort of like, oh, that's the standard. It's like, oh, I wish I was halfy, or wish I had like these sort of white features, you could say. And then we sort of start not really hating on a heritage, but just wishing we were sort of more this and that.
Because I think in a way, when you know, use a white or Eurocentric model, you effectively kind of reject your own heritage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, back then, that was pretty much what was on my room. Like, my posters were white models from Dolly magazines. Like, do you guys remember that?
Oh, my God.
That was a saucy magazine.
That was a very saucy magazine. Yeah. But I remember like, wanting big round eyes and, you know, I wanted double eyelids.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked into like eyelid surgery. I think there's like double eyelid tape that you can get a hold of.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's interesting. Mm. It's interesting now, actually, because of the whole things evolving. Have you noticed, for example, like the foxy eye trend or, you know,
love
it's sort of like going into this. Like, now everybody wants a sort of more slanted eye instead of the round almond eye. So I find that really interesting. Super, super, you know,
sultry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting because I guess Asians are sort of associated with smaller eyes. And then now everybody sort of wants that kind of smaller eye look, you know, just like pulling their eyes back.
Do you think, you know, fashion or beauty fetish sizes, you know, exotic traits? Like, have you noticed?
It's a thing for sure. Like, I definitely remember when I used to have contacts in, and it was green colored contacts, I think. And I was quite tan as well. Like, I was really tan. So some people would say, oh, are you Japanese or are you a halfie or something? And they really liked playing into the idea that I wasn't just fit.
Yeah.
And I see it happen with my cousins as well. Like, they would often ask, are you guys Blasian? You know, wow, you look like Karuchi, blah, 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 blah. You know, they really like playing into that idea. And then we just go, no, we're just like literally full Asian. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not mixed. Yeah. Can you stop? You know, like, why are you trying to make us different than who we are? And I see it a lot. Like, sometimes people comment on or they DM me and they're like, oh, now that you cut your hair, you actually look Asian. And I'm like, what's wrong with that? I am Asian, you know? What? You guys are forgetting?
Well, I've had a guy come up to me when I was working one time, and he was like, oh, you look nice when Asian.
Yeah, that, oh, my God.
I'm like, the really? Disrespect. Who do you think you are? I was 16, mind you. So I was like, who are you? What are you talking to?
Yeah.
I can relate to that. But if we were going to bring it back to our flaws, or, well, I think we should be viewing them more as features rather than flaws, because it doesn't make sense why we call them flaws. Like, yeah, when you think 100%. About it, it just doesn't make sense. Like, these are our features, and we should be accepting them as a whole. Which I should, you know, take on board as well, because obviously sometimes I look at myself and it's just like, that's a flaw, but it's not a flaw, it's a feature. Yeah, why exactly. Is it a flaw?
You're beautiful. Yeah, you prefer it's to kind look of like you rather than, you know, factories of everyone having a slim nose, thick lips, and like a sharp jawline, and everyone's thick. So everyone,
yeah, and that's boring. Same.
And because,
how boring is that?
Yeah, like, how bore. And also, because the trend is always changing, you get those big lips next 10 years or so, it's not going to be a big lip.
Yeah, it's going to be like no lips.
Right.
Okay, so just to bring it back to, you know, social media accounts, can you like your own photos? Is that a form of self-love, do you think?
I wouldn't like my own photo, which is weird when I think about it now, because you do have the option of liking your own photo and commenting on your own photo, so why not? But I think for me, if I'm uploading a photo, I am already happy with it, and I don't feel the need to further, like, clarify that. Do like this photo. I don't know. I think it's weird, but maybe that's just the whole society making it seem that it's a weird thing to do.
Because I think...
Yeah, what do you...
I think society wants you to have that perfect level of confidence where you're bold enough to upload a photo of yourself and you know that you look good, but then society kind of hinders you from showing yourself that, yes, I admit that I do look good in this and I like this photo.
Yeah. It's kind of like when someone compliments you and then you say thanks and then it's like, what was that scene? Was it from Mean Girls?
So going back to one of the famous scenes in Mean Girls, where Regina George compliments the main protagonist, Katie Heron, on, you know, that she's pretty. And then Katie thanks her. And then Regina questions her back and just like, so you think you're pretty?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, why can't we just thank them and appreciate that we ourselves think we're pretty as well? Was that too narcissistic? Too full of ourselves?
Yeah,
I don't think so, because like, if it's a fact that you know, why should you not just accept it?
But I think I feel like some people, including myself, have trouble just being like, oh yeah, thanks, you know, like I put in an extra effort today, or I don't know, just, but instead sometimes we say, oh no, it's actually like, I actually had trouble doing this, but thanks, I guess, but not thanks. Because you feel sort of awkward thanking them?
I think it depends just on the person.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because when we're put under the spotlight, we feel self-conscious. We need to downplay how we look.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it's also just so that we don't sound or feel like we are full of ourselves, like we're overly confident. But I don't, you know, when you think about it,
I don't think that's
it shouldn't be an issue.
Right.
I think that's just our own thoughts and how we think of ourselves, because we keep having to, you know, put ourselves down so that other people don't judge us, I guess. So it's like, you know, if we're complimenting other people and, you know, gives them good vibes and everything, why can't we compliment ourselves? Mm. Like, why can't we normalize complimenting?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel good. I look good. So how can we, like, accept our body image? Like, what do you think the first step the first step we can sort of take on in terms of accepting how we look?
I started working on the inner me. So I guess it's kind of different than, you know, when people say, hey, you know, let's love ourselves and our body image. They would think, let's maybe change something on our body image naturally, like let's go work out, or, you know, let's start saying stuff about our body image. But just for me, I started changing internally first before I could kind of believe what I'd say about my body. So yeah, I just followed through with what I say I'll do. And then when I start saying affirmations to myself, it's kind of believable.
So what about you, Cindy?
So I actually started following models that look similar to me. So these models are Asian instead of a white, beautiful women models that I could never emulate. Or actually, I started unfollowing the Fitspo models because it caused me to have very unhealthy self-esteem issues, and it put a lot of pressure on me.
Wouldn't that give you motivation, though?
I mean, it did, but then it led to me excessively exercising and, like, meal planning to a very excessive extent that was not healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I kept perceiving myself as being overweight, or I haven't lost the weight that I needed to achieve yet. I wasn't meeting that target. And then I think a lot of people calorie count as well. Yeah. And I didn't want to fall into the trap of doing that. So I decided I would just unfollow them altogether. Also challenging beauty ideals, which is often the white beauty ideal, and kind of cultivating a positive body image and accepting myself. What about you, Renette?
Yeah, I think changing our mindset, so being more conscious of how we speak to ourselves. Talking to ourselves is how we would speak to our best friend or someone that we love or care about. You know, you wouldn't be saying nasty things to them, or like pointing out things that might be bad about how they look or something like that. So why are we speaking like that to ourselves? You know, like,
100%.
We should, you know, if we love this person, we should be doing the same for ourselves in order to show ourselves real self-love. You know, because we are constantly putting ourselves down and being our own critic when, you know, things like that for other people. I mean, so like, say, for example, our features. Some people may love that about us, you know, but we just, 100%. The way we see it is just totally different because of what we see from other people or how society views it.
I guess growing up, my ideal was epicanthal eyes. So it's kind of a bit different from the Eurocentric features. I don't know why. And the funny thing was, my friend would want my type of eyes. And I'm like, why would you want eyelids? Why would you want eyes that look like freaking straight eyes? Like, or they would look at me and they're like, oh, you know, I want your flat chest, or I want, you know, your small body. And I'm like, what are you on about? You know, you're a perfect hourglass. Like, I don't get it. And I think it kind of just, one day I just reflect on it and I realized, oh my gosh, you know, we like things about other people, not about us. And you know, if we change bodies with them, would we still be happy with the type of body we had? Like, and I started realizing, I think it all starts with, you know, with your mental perception of your body. It's not what
yeah,
your body
we want
is.
What we can't have.
You get what I mean?
I think.
There's no point in comparing and wanting something
so
different.
I guess another example on how we can possibly accept our body image is, like we mentioned earlier, was affirmations and compliments to ourselves. Do you guys have any examples? Because I personally don't, I don't have affirmations that I tell myself. I think for me, body image was sort of like a big thing for me, and I don't particularly always, you know, compliment myself and compliment the way I look. So do you guys, maybe you can give me some examples on some that you use for yourself?
I guess like alluding to how I said a lot of my self-image started internally instead of externally. A lot of my self-affirmations are more like about what kind of person I want to be rather than my whole body image. Because I guess body image was a big thing, but it wasn't bigger than what a horrible person I thought I was. I kind of just like, hey, today I'll make the decision to be kind, or today I'll make the decision to help someone or be a better person.
What would your positive affirmations be, Cindy?
Although my character affirmations are also quite similar to Christina, in terms of body image, my affirmations are telling myself I look beautiful every day, telling myself my eyebrows look on fleek, and telling myself I love my teeth. Oh, wait, don't look at them.
Oh,
and telling myself I'm a baddie. And
Insta
baddie with only like a few followers, but you know, you
live the
best life.
Insta, you just do I guess I've tried to, so like you said, with, you know, liking your brows, I think I've tried to, just maybe focus on things that I like rather than the things that I don't like. Because I think, you know, when you feel good, or when you think that you look good, you feel good, right? So you can just hold on to those positive aspects of yourself and leave with it. Go out and hold on to that, but don't hold on to the bad stuff, because, you know, sometimes, most of the times, actually, those negative thoughts before you leave really hold you down and really just hinder the way you go about your day. Affirmations are such a powerful tool. Do you know about that IKEA plant experiment? I think it's pretty well known.
No, I haven't heard of it. What happens?
So it's basically where students have two plants, one they would positively talk to and compliment, and then the other they would verbally bully with like hateful comments, which is like sad when you think about it.
That's so rude.
But it's an experiment on plants, no harm done, I'm assuming. So after 30 days, the plant that listened to positive affirmations remained green and lively, but the plant that was bullied turned brown and began to rot. So this just shows, because plants have the same senses as human beings. So we are pretty much plants. So we need to speak to ourselves positively in order for us to flourish and, you know, become lively. The more we bully ourselves, the more we'll turn brown and rot, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. You need to water yourself with compliments.
Yeah.
Unintended.
Yeah, it's actually interesting as well when there's so many different plants. So we're all like just different plants, you know, some just need more light, some need more watering, some don't need that much care, but still need a little bit of care. And, you know, it's cool.
Oh my God, what a great analogy.
That was so great. Yeah. So I thought I'd ask you these couple of questions, these yes or no questions, because I've definitely answered yes to all of these. Have you ever found an outfit so cute, but you think you can't wear it because of your body?
Yeah, 100% when it's too big.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the personality
For me, sometimes with play suits or those really cute low crop tops or like the ones that you tie up and stuff, they're super cute, but sometimes when I buy them online, the models that they have you know, larger chests, and I feel like maybe I can't wear them. But I think a way that we can overcome that is, you know, you can wear like a cute bralette inside to make it more, you know, and that's something that we can try and work around, like just the little things. Not everything is going to fit a specific body type. So make it work for you, like make it your own style, make it your own flavor. Yeah. Have you gone out somewhere and not enjoyed yourself because you could not stop thinking about how you look?
Yeah, I think like when I used to focus on my looks a lot because I was self-conscious of who I was internally as a person. Yeah. Yes. But now you'll catch photos of me at every angle looking a little off guard.
So, yeah.
What about you? Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Definitely. I mean, like I've like kind of held myself back in social events where I felt totally uncomfortable with how I looked. Like even talking to people, like maybe I've not made eye contact because I don't want them to look at my face or like come up really close.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Bro. Avert eyes. Don't look at my face. Yeah, like I have a pimple. Don't look at it. Don't look at my mustache. Don't look at my brows.
Don't look at me altogether.
Don't look at me.
So what am I looking at?
Yeah. So I guess which leads to, have you avoided pictures because you don't like the way you look?
Yeah, big yes. I mean, I've always volunteered to take the photo instead of being in them because I know if it's going to get uploaded, I don't want to be tagged in it and then look trash.
There was a time when I went hiking with my friend and she wanted to take a couple of snaps and selfies together, but I just didn't really want to because I wasn't feeling my best and, you know, I was all sweats and whatnot. So we took about 3 instead of our usual 10 plus. But then looking back at it maybe a year later, I didn't see what was wrong with how I looked. Like I just looked normal, maybe even cute. Yeah. But like, it's just like, why didn't I take any more photos? I just don't understand. It's just we were, you know, we leave the house and we're so caught up in this feeling of that we don't look our best, so anything that follows after that is just obsolete. It's just like nah, don't even worry about it, like I don't even want any pictures, no photos please.
To contrast your experience, Renette, of you looking normal, I do have like a little story for one of my birthdays at the club. This was back then, and
the club she went swimming
and my friend took a photo of us, and you know those normal classic drunk selfies, being an Asian, I got Asian flush, and I just looked so red, my eyes were so red, and my friend looked good in it, so she posted it on her Tinder profile. and you can imagine what happened when like months down the line, I didn't know about this, my friend messaged me, he's like, hey, is this you? And he took a screenshot of it. And then he's like, oh, my God, it looks like you did crystal meth.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like.
Oh, no.
And I found. And I'm like.
Marijuana is.
And
then, like, I messaged him.
And I'm like, oh, my God, how long have you had this horrible photo up? And so I never drank again to that extent to take when I take photos when I go out.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, no.
At least your liver is benefiting.
So we're basically out here letting our negative self-thoughts just stop us from enjoying our lives and just how we perceive ourselves when maybe it's not even an issue. Mm-hmm. Like Cindy, like 90% of Asians have the same issue of Asian flush. And I don't think they matter. They're really just out there having a great time. And, you know, you
But you know, in saying that, many of them take Zantac to, you know, prevent that redness. Yeah.
I don't know, I'd rather see an Asian red sound like, oh, I know you love to party, you're fun, you know, rather than you guys look normal. Well,
I guess, I guess that sort of thing is, there's no way, like, it's going to happen regardless, like, there's no way of sort of stopping it, but there's ways to get around it in terms of how you feel about it, like how you view it. And like you said, when people use like Zantac or whatever it is to do it, like there's ways around it because sometimes those genetic things we just can't change with ourselves. And I guess it just comes into accepting it.
I've come to the realization that, you know, the way that you look in one particular moment isn't the way you look all the time.
Just because you're ugly today, it doesn't mean
you're ugly tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of like us getting traumatized by tagged photos, because you think that you might think that people will think that that's how you look like when, you know, they just got us at a bad angle. We have our bad angles and, you know, it happens and we're not ready. Like, that's how it is.
I don't know if you guys have seen that TikTok trend where they take a video of themselves at their worst angle and it's like you can see the double chin and then they move it and then they look so hot.
Who the heck is this?
It's kind of like those Instagram Fitspo influencers and stuff where they do the this is me sitting normally and this is me flexing. So, you know, it's really just all about perception and angles and how you want to be portrayed. And yes, maybe our tag photos is not when they, you know, caught us at a good time, but it doesn't define how we look. Yeah. So I guess what advice would you then give to your younger self or your past self? We'll start with Christina.
Well, the thing that I always did to change myself was to follow through with what I'll say I'll do long after the feeling has passed. I would actually start following through with when I say, okay, let me set this boundary here, follow through with it, because I think that's where a lot of my self-esteem and self-respect kind of just fell away, where I would say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, but I would go back to that situation or I would create that situation for myself again, because, you know, who my worth as a person internally wasn't much for me. And I think to stop comparing yourself, because the issue isn't what you look like, Christina. The issue is up here, who you are as a person. You know, you can try to change. Honestly, I look like a different person every 3 years, and you could try to change who you look like all you want. But you, if you still feel the same about yourself, you're still going to feel the same about yourself.
What would your advice be, Cindy?
So my advice for my younger self is to be okay with not wearing makeup. I kind of have this habit of apologizing when I don't wear makeup to social events because I can't be bothered sometimes. I always just say, oh, I'm sorry, I look like trash. I'm not wearing makeup. Like, don't judge me.
True.
Yeah, but it's just my normal features and I need to just stop worrying about it because, like, you know, how I look at that time isn't going to be how I look like when we go to the bar or something. Like, I'll have makeup on. I'll look fine. No, I'm just kidding. But I think I need to accept that I'll look fine regardless. And, you know, I'll constantly change. I'll change my look. I could glow up in the near future. Who knows? And another piece of advice that I would give to myself is don't reject or denounce your heritage or unintentionally internalize the white beauty ideals that are presented to you every day, because you could never live up to those.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Period.
Oh my gosh.
Love the skin that you're in. It's better that you're a good, ugly person than a hot, trash person. What is your advice to yourself, Renette?
For me, I think just keeping in mind that we are more than our body. And in terms of my physical attributes, complimenting myself more and really just believing in that compliment. So take a compliment day by day and go about my day with that compliment in mind and just having a better outlook on how I look, and you just feel better and have a better day. Because how you feel is how you look. You know, everything just radiates because it all just comes from within. So that would be my advice to my younger self, is compliment yourself more, give yourself a little more love, and accept compliments when they come. Like, don't shy away from them. Take them, put them in your pocket, and know that compliments there with you in your pocket.
Yeah, and you know how in that Mean Girls scene where they were all just degrading themselves in front of the mirror, like making fun of their flaws? Don't be a mean girl. Be a nice girl to yourself.
Agree.
With regards to that, I think we should take the time to compliment each other and find things that we like about each other.
Should we go around the room?
Oh, my gosh. Me.
We go around the room. and do that.
So yes, I have things I like about you guys. I really like Sydney's growth game.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love watching her grow into a different person. I love seeing the character development, although she goes like to me every time I say something that sounds offensive, like, yeah, I love that you go through this. It's giving you character development. You know, I mean well. Like, although the words may not sound like it, I mean well. You know, so I love that, you know, she's willing to grow and change. You know, it's so cute. Yeah. And I really like that she can connect and make friends with a lot of people, because it's something I know I struggle with, especially with not empathize. And the fact that I can come off a little harsh. So I like it that she can connect and make friends with the whole range of people, because I know my personality can come off really harsh. With Renette, I really like your style. You know, I'm always asking you, like, where are you getting this? You know, and I like that you seem to have boundaries, how you were speaking about you were going to have your partner come over, but you didn't want to leave your house. So you guys watched a movie with him at his house and you at your house.
Oh, like, I really like that.
Like, it kind of shows that, yeah, where you didn't have to have your partner there. Like, you have boundaries because you wanted time for yourself. Yeah, that's what I really admire about you guys.
Thanks, Christina. It's funny that you say that I can make friends with like a wide range of people, because I thought that exact same thing about you, because every time we have lunch break together, I always see you talking to everyone that walks by us. And I, like, being a shy person, I've never spoken to the person that takes out the rubbish or the courier.
Yeah.
So I just found it really interesting that you say that when I see you be super friendly, that you know almost everyone that we run into where we work.
Thanks, Christina.
Yeah. with regard to Renette, I with regards to you, Renette, I really like that you look out for your friends and you tell them as it is, like, you give them the cold hard facts, and you're always just, you have the best intentions for them. It's always just to make sure that they're doing their best.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, I don't know what to say. Isn't that just funny? Like, you know, you give yourself, I mean, someone gives you a compliment, and how do you accept it? Like, do you just say thanks? And, you know, it's a weird feeling.
Some people, like, they just downplay it and say, they're like, oh, like, it's nothing, like, yeah, don't worry.
That's exactly what I do. It's just like, oh, nah, it's just like, actually, you know, yeah.
I think you should normalize it. Like, I just, maybe you're not used to hearing so much.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll continue on with the compliments. I have one. Okay, so I'll start with Christina. I like how you're always very high-spirited. And it's very contagious. Like, you know, you just, it's a good energy to, you know, to be around with. And, you know, every time I see you, even though you say you don't see me, I see you saying hi to people. Like what Cindy said, like saying hi to literally everyone that walks by. And, you know, I think that's so cool, because when I come across people, sometimes I look down or I don't actually say hi, or I just, you know, sometimes, yeah, I'll give them that acknowledge, like nod or whatever, but I don't do it all the time because maybe I just don't feel confident in myself to just say hi. And it's just like, oh, you know, I feel a little bit embarrassed. I like the confidence you have with your short hair. I could never.
Same.
Really?
I could never. And I just, yeah, I just love it. Like when I drew your pic and you're just like, I need my hair shorter. I commend you for that. Cindy,
oh,
I like how you're very considerate. Like maybe, yeah, you're just very considerate of other people, and you sort of care about other people's feelings. Like, not, I wouldn't necessarily say like thoughts, but just more like feelings, like how they would feel about something or you know, you just want people to sort of feel comfortable and, you know, this and that, like, are you okay? And you're just sort of worried for them and you're just like,
That's so nice. Thanks.
And I know this is the only thing I see of you these days, but I like your smiling eyes.
Oh, thanks. I used to hate them.
Like, I just, because it's just like when I see it, it's just like, oh, it's Cindy. Like, you know, it just, yeah, it's just, it sort of just gives it back to me. Like, I mean, it's sort of, I just feel it, you know. And I like how you're just very passionate about things, which I think we delved into like last time, but passionate about the things that you care about.
Mm.
And I think that's a good trait.
My heart.
So I thought that was a really cute way of bringing up our self-esteem is complimenting each other. And, you know, it felt good, right, guys? I think we should normalize complimenting ourselves in order to make us feel good, because we don't need other people to compliment us or say that we look good. We should be taking it on for ourselves. Everything we've discussed in this pod is not a way to go and tell you to do this or to do that, nor is there just one way to solve any issues you have with yourselves internally, but it's a journey to help guide us all. So I want to challenge ourselves and you all to find a couple of things that you love or like about yourself. You can always start very small and just build it up and go with it. Use it as your daily affirmations. Use it as a complimenting tool for yourself in order to change your mind to believe everything positive you say about yourself and how you view yourself is true. Truth. And with that, good morning, good night, whenever you are. Catch us on the next pod. Bye.
Bye. Toodles.